Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Since my Switch, Pivot, or Quit, I have changed. I'm proud to say that I've changed. I've grown a lot in a lot of different areas. I've learned a lot. I have expanded my perspective on certain things. There's a lot of different ways that I've changed and become a better person. But one of the ways that I think of that I wanted to share with you guys about is, oh goodness, my morning routine. So admittedly, before making my Switch, Pivot, or Quit, and for as long as I can remember, I've been a night owl. I was always a night owl. I love to stay up late and I love to sleep in, especially on weekends. So anybody that knew me, they would know that you should not try and bother me before noon, because I was probably up late the night before doing who knows whatever, and I wanted to sleep in. But when you are facing a period of change in your life and you're open to those changes, you recognize that change requires something of you, and that something might be sacrifice. And for me, the change, I had to say to myself, if you really want, while I was still working my 9-to-5, and I was hustling on the side, working on my projects on the side, at this time specifically on my book, I knew that I needed to do something different that would allow me more time in my day where I was at my brightest and at my best to actually achieve some of the goals that I wanted to achieve, whether it be write a certain amount of words in one day, and it might be something completely different for someone like you listening, but I'll just share with you what happened for me. I realized that in order to maximize my day, I needed to start it an hour earlier, at least an hour earlier. And that was hard for me to mentally get over initially, because I was absolutely the type of person that would set my alarm clock exactly to the time that I needed to get up. I wasn't a snoozer. There was no snoozing for me. I would set the alarm clock to when I needed to get up, and then I would get up at that time and I would go ahead and get my day started, but no sooner.
When I decided to make the change, I had to say to myself, if you really want this,
you gotta make the sacrifice. So I decided to start getting up 1 hour earlier. It was hard. I'll be honest with you. It was hard. It wasn't something that I loved, but in the back of my mind, I kept saying to myself, how bad do you want this? How bad do you want this? On those mornings where I did not want to get up, because maybe I did go to bed late. And that is something I want to share with you as well. My routine in the evening did not immediately change either. I was staying up late still.
But I soon figured out that was not going to work with this new schedule that I was trying to accommodate.
When you are trying to make a Switch, Pivot, or Quit, you must become comfortable with the idea of change and with sacrifice.
So when I talk to you about making a Switch, Pivot, or Quit, I want to be as candid as possible. And admittedly, my routine now is different than what it was when I first started freelancing, when I first made my Switch, Pivot, or Quit. Before, like I said, I was waking up early in the morning before work, working on my projects. And once I started this independent lifestyle, I had all this free time on my hands, so I thought. So my schedule sort of changed and reverted back to the old. I was staying up late. I was waking up late.
And it was not helping me be at my most productive space. So I had to have a talk with myself again. And I said, how bad do you want it? you gotta change your routine. This is not allowing you to work at maximum capacity. And I know some of you may be listening and saying, oh, but I'm not a morning person and I'm a night person and I'm most creative at night. I get it. But there is something about waking up early and knocking things out before you're supposed to, before you need to, that makes you feel extremely productive with your day. So once again, I'm not saying it's gonna be easy, but I am saying that it is worth trying. So what I do is I've grown to a place where I actually wake up early, no matter what time I go to bed, but I try to go to bed earlier now. And my morning routine consists of, the first thing I do is I write in my journal. And it does not have to be anything fancy. Your journal is what you make it. So if some of you who are familiar with me talking about this before, you'll know that I first start with the things that I'm grateful for. You can write 1 to 3 things. Write the things you're grateful for. Then I write my affirmations, things that I want to affirm for myself and to myself that day. Then I move on to the 3 things that I want to be accountable for that day. And that just helps me to start thinking about how I want my day to go and what I want to achieve in my day. It's not to say that I must do those things, but it's to say that those things are on my radar and I would like to ideally be accountable for them. Then I move on to, I go in the corner of my space and I move on to sort of my more meditative space and my really quiet time. And that's the one thing about waking up earlier than everyone else too. You have that quiet time. There's that peace. There's no distractions. There's no one vying for your attention. And for the moms out there, I know that is really crucial. That alone time where there's nobody trying to get you to do something or in need of you doing something. So the next thing that I do is I go over my affirmation cards. So I have a set of cards that have beautiful affirmations on them. And I go over my affirmation cards or I listen to my affirmation recording. My affirmation recording is something that I recorded for myself. It's in my own voice. It's simply recorded in the file section on my phone. I save it in the notes section so that it's easier to access and I listen to it. And it just helps me continue to affirm the things that I want to see in my life, the things that I want to see of myself. And it's really, really beautiful if you can incorporate that into your routine. The next thing I do is I read a little passage from an inspirational book. Pick a book of choice that you think will speak to you and touch you every day in the morning. You might want to go to one of the novelty stores and find a book that meets those needs. Then I also read from a book that is something that's going to pour into me. And it doesn't have to be in an inspirational way. It can be in an educational way. It can be in an informative way. It can be in a tools and tactics type of way. It's just something that's going to pour into me and make me better. And then I do, and sometimes I switch this up. Sometimes I switch. It depends on what I feel is most in line with me that morning, because I try and operate out of being in alignment with my energy and what feels right to me. So sometimes I switch it up, and the last thing that I'll do is my quiet time or meditation. I am not very strict with myself about meditation. I am very loose with it. Sometimes it will be me just starting off in the quiet moments with my eyes closed and saying things that I'm grateful for in my mind. Not aloud, but just in my mind. Sometimes it'll be concentrating on a specific affirmation. Sometimes it will just be a place of quiet and solitude. It's all up to you how you want to meditate. I don't personally think that there's any right or wrong way. Even if you're not extremely into meditating and this is new for you, you may just sit there and be quiet and allow yourself some quiet time before the day really gets started and is in full motion. So the reason why I have this morning routine is because I feel like it sets me up to create the best space for myself to enter the day in the best mind space that will make me as productive as I can be, as positive as I can be, all of those things. And you want to set the tone for your day. And when you take out time like this, it allows you to set the tone for your day instead of waking up frantic, frazzled from an alarm clock, just like going and hurrying, brushing your teeth and washing your face and throwing your clothes on and hopping in your car, you're heading out the door. You know, it just allows you moments for you to be aware of who you are in your space, aware of the things that you want to do and achieve, aware of the space that you take up, and also aware of your intentions for the day. And this will also be covered in the Plot Twist Planner that is coming up. It is coming soon. I know that I've been telling you guys it's coming soon, but I really want to make it the best and most helpful and useful that it can be. So that's why it's taking so long. But look out for this routine and the Plot Twist Planner, as well as other things that will help guide you towards just being more intentional with your time and your day. I want you to take control of how you start your day, and that will impact how you show up in the world. So I'm hoping that this was interesting for me to share with you guys. Let me know if it was, let me know if it wasn't. And be sure that you're following Switch Pivot or Quit on Instagram. Always check out the switchpivotorquit.com website. And I hope to speak with you soon. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for all the love that you always share. And I hope that you have an amazing week ahead.
A couple ways that you can stay connected during your week is you can head over to switchpivotorquit.com, get on the email list. You can also get on the SPQ VIP list. By doing that, all you need to do is simply text message the phone number area code 1, so that's plus 1 if you're international, area code 310-620-1514. That is where you will receive regular text messages from me regarding inspirational items that I may think you should read about, know about, and that I want to share with you. I'll also send little pick-me-ups, as well as give you opportunities to be involved in special VIP only experiences, whether that be a chance to maybe be on the show and participate with some of our guests, or other little cool things that will come up in the future. So be sure that you text 310-620-1514 to become an SPQ VIP. Other than that, I'll leave it up to you. You figure out the most comfortable way for you to be down. And in the meantime, I will see you around. Enjoy your week. And as always, keep killing it.